This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Now I had the time of my life, though I never felt like this before.
Bill Medley,
yes,
the Righteous Brothers, Center East Theater. This is a great theater, North Shore Center for the Performing Arts, North Skokie Boulevard, coming up on July 19th. Well, by my calendar, that's Friday night. Good morning, Mr. Medley.
Good morning. How are you?
Thanks for being on. Is there any of all the hits you sing where you go, I can't sing it anymore? I've sung it enough. I can't do it anymore.
No, you know what? I don't know what kind of a sick thing it is, but you just never get tired of singing those songs. I think it's mainly the audience. You know, when you start singing those songs, they show you all that love and they're excited to hear the song, so it's like brand new.
Sure. Now, Bobby Hatfield lost Bobby Hatfield back in 2003, and you could have shut it down then, but you found a great guy in Bucky Hurd, right?
Yeah. Bucky and I've been friends for a long time, and I put it off for about 13 years, but had a lot of friends in the business, kind of pushing me along that I should keep the reform the Righteous Brothers and keep that music alive. And
sure.
I'm real glad I did. Boy, it's just been wonderful. It's been a lot of fun.
You know, when we were all growing up, Bill, guys that get past 70 would eventually be told, yeah, thanks, here's your going away prizes. Everybody's touring. Everybody's out there. Why would you quit?
Yeah, you know, people ask me, when you're going to retire, so I'd have to get a job first.
Right. Retire to what? You're having too much fun.
Yeah, this isn't work. This is a 15-year-old boy's dream, you know, and I just love it. I love it, and I won't stop. As long as the audiences are there, I'll be there.
Yeah, and the voice, as long as the voice sounds as good as it does, why would you quit?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
All right, I know we both have to run, but before we do, who do you go see? Who would you buy a concert ticket for?
Well, the last show I saw was James Taylor. Bucky and I work in Las Vegas. We do a residency show there. We do about 30 weeks a year at Harris, and a lot of great acts are over there at Caesar's Palace, which is right across the street. But the Eagles, I'd go anywhere to see the Eagles or Elton John, Billy Joel, and now Bruno Mars. And, in the old days, it would have been Ray Charles, Little Richard.
Well, Ray Charles, Little Richard, and Billy Joel, you put them all in a salad blender of some kind, and you get yourself a little Bruno Mars. He's unbelievable.
that's exactly right.
Center East Theater, North Shore Center for the Performing Arts, July 19th. It's just, we've only a few tickets left, but get your tickets before they are gone, and it's a pleasure to have you on. Nice to connect with you again.
It's cool. If you're around, come in, say hi.
That'd be great. Yeah, I may come backstage. You can throw me out then.
Okay.
All right. See you later. Texter says, I saw the Righteous Brothers in Vegas last year. Love the show. Going to go see him next Tuesday. They're doing a show out at the Arcana as well.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
How about that voice, though?
I know.
Right? I mean, why would he quit? Please.
30 weeks a year in Vegas, why wouldn't that be enough? I would just stop. Like 30 weeks is more.
But you know what it's like. Once you're on stage, the idea of going somewhere to get on stage, that's the part you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Getting on stage and being on stage, it's fun.
Right. Yes.
Still fun. I mean, you and I are old.
Well, and we're doing Righteous Brother tunes this year.
Actually, what I don't like is when the audience chants, quit now, Steve. Quit now, Steve.